Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3 days of peace, love, and music officially scrubbed. No Woodstock 50. Matt Wolf is joining us live this morning. Matt, I've got to say, from our newsroom's perspective, this has been the gift that has kept on giving over the past 3 or 4 months.
Not kidding. 3 days of peace, love, and no music is more like it. Alas, Woodstock 50, we hardly knew ye, right? And all this on Jerry Garcia's birthday today, okay? Yesterday, of course, promoters officially pulling the plug on this gig, which was to have commemorated the landmark Woodstock Music Festival back in 1969. The final nail in the coffin, guys? Miley Cyrus dropping out.
Yeah, wow. I'm sure that was it. So Woodstock 50, I mean, this was doomed from the start, Matt. I remember when the lineup came out, and I was thinking, this is kind of insane. This is like the biggest festival lineup I've ever seen. You know, what's going on here that they're able to bring all these people here?
Well, you know, the thing is, it was an insane lineup, but it wasn't impossible. That's the thing. With the right planning, with the right coordination, and the right financial backing, you can pretty much do anything. You can do this, but, you know, after lessons learned from Woodstock 99 and then the Fyre Festival, you know, what happened was back in April, and we were talking about this a couple of days ago with you guys, you know, one of the main financial backers started looking at things and saying, wait a minute, you know, we don't think you guys are going to be able to pull this off. We don't want to be associated with. So they pulled out of it. The court ruled that you couldn't do that. So Michael Lang, the promoter of Woodstock 69, also involved in this, you know, they started moving things around. Okay, it's going to be at Watkins Glen. Then, you know, the story, Watkins Glen pulls out, and eventually it winds up at a smaller amphitheater somewhere down in Maryland. And I'm like, there's no way you can pull this off. Bottom line, guys, they ran out of time to put on something of that scale. Again, not impossible, but when you start hitting all the legal and financial issues, goodbye.
And it seemed like 3 months ago, when tickets didn't go on sale, that's when a lot of red flags went up, too.
Of course. You know, I mean, look, you're only 3 months out from quite possibly the biggest concert event of the year, maybe in the last decade. Where are the tickets?
You know what, though? The good news for us, and I've been saying for months, is, you know, Buffalo, we're pretty close. A lot of these bands planning to be in upstate New York that weekend. This thing's never going to happen. Oh, I hope some venues keep the dates open for, you know, some spillover acts. And you know what happened? Jack White, the Raking Tours, the night they're supposed to be playing Woodstock, they're making their way over here.
Exactly. And you know what? Even without Woodstock 50, the anniversary is still being celebrated all year over at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, which is that nonprofit museum and cultural center that's located at the site of the original Woodstock. Fogerty, Santana, Ringo Starr, they're all going to be there August 16th through the 18th. So let's just mark it and call it a day. You know what I mean? Look back on the true meaning of the 1969 festival, too.
Is that event in Bethel sold out?
It's not so much as a 3-day festival. What there are is there's separate concerts that were already scheduled that are going on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. I don't think that's sold out, but I can tell you this. You know, I went on the Bethel Woods website the other day, and they are warning people who are planning on coming up. Look, if you don't have reservations by now at any of these hotels in the nearby area, you ain't getting in.
Yeah, that's probably for the wise. Some people were upset when Woodstock 50 did pull the plug, when all these artists are going to other places. But it's important to mention that tickets never went on sale for this. So if you bought a ticket, you definitely weren't getting in with it.
No, exactly. And again, I keep going back to the example of the Fyre Festival where, you know, they were promised all these things and food and accommodations and, you know, you wind up getting a styrofoam box with a cheese sandwich in it and a stale pickle. Yeah, not that it would have wound up that way, but, you know, that looms large. I'm telling you guys, that thing really, you know, stuck out in people's minds. And when you're going to throw a festival like this and associate it with the name Woodstock and call in every act from Jay-Z to David David Crosby to Miley Cyrus to this person and the other person from the original show up till now, you know, you better have all your ducks in order. And they just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, they'll be pointing to this for years to come. But, you know, in this case, these Woodstock 50 artists, they were paid at least a deposit, right, that they get to keep.
Yeah, exactly. And now they're actually, it's funny you should mention that, Susan. They're also mentioning that, you know, those they want people who have gotten already, you know, payment for this thing to donate it back to Headcount. It's a nonprofit voter registration organization. So interesting right there. They're suggesting they donate 10% of their already paid fees to that. So we'll see how that rolls out.
Yeah, you know, we'll see what happens. Nice suggestion, but I don't know how much weight it'll carry at the end. Hey, thanks so much for covering this for us throughout the whole ordeal. I'm kind of sad it's over.
I know, but I want to say the most disappointing thing for all of us here is that we couldn't get on stage. Us, we were talking about getting...
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So no Maryland. You know what? We'll still throw our own.
Lord.
Matt, thanks. That's Matt Wolf, entertainment reporter, talking Woodstock 50, which is officially, finally dead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.